You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm your girl, Monique Leray, and welcome to another show here at The Startup. This will be our last one until our summer break. We're starting summer a little later around here, wanting to give you as many interviews as we can before we take a small break to reboot, recharge the energies around here. But we will be back on Sunday, September 11th. That's not the luckiest date here in America, but we're going to turn it into a positive one by being back for our fall season. And that'll also be our three-year show. That'll be our celebration of 3 years here with LA Talk Radio. Can you believe it? Wow, time really does truly fly when you're having fun. And thank you so much, Sam, and the team at LA Talk Radio for sticking with this little podcast and idea that I had and having me here this long. It's a pleasure to be with you guys and be a part of the team here. So that will be doing a little celebration on the 11th, and we've got an amazing guest that will be here. I will announce that a little later. Today we have some interesting guests. I think you're going to really love these talks. I really want to delve into the mechanics of business and like really how, you know, breaking it down instead of being so topical about it, like really getting into the little things that can really make a difference of you launching your brands. And I know it's been a crazy time in history with everything that's gone on and is going on in the world and with our finances, our economic situation around the globe and cold wars and pandemics and monkeypox and, oh my God, so many crazy things. But I don't want you to get discouraged and I don't want you to lose sight that this too shall pass. Blah. And you're still going to have a need for your brand in the world. We're going to need it. There's a reason why you have that idea. So press forward, you know, and be making progress every day if you can in any small way. So that's my cheerleader pitch to you today. But I want to say thank you to my sponsors, La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach, California. Thank you so much. If you guys are looking for a staycation and you want to get away, come down to Laguna. It's right smack dab in between LA and San Diego. You can't miss it. And recharge your batteries as well and come down to one of the most beautiful places, I believe, on the earth. So, but I'm biased because I live here. So what else? Oh, I want to say thank you to Michael Silverberg Family Wines. Thank you so much for being a partner and a friend and providing us with amazing wines for all our events. We're less than 7-8 weeks away from the Emmys Gifting Suite in Hollywood on Friday, September 9th. I think there's only a couple slots left. I might have booked some people this weekend. We'll be talking about that soon and putting out a poster and announcing the brands for the swag bags and for the event. So shout out to the Harris Brothers and Wow Creations and everybody a part of that. Thank you for having us. And we'll be there with some amazing brands again this fall. All right, guys, without further ado, I want to introduce to you my first guest today. We've got the gentleman from Skin View. We have Bruce here. Bruce, how you doing?
Doing real well. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's really good to see you again. I guess it's been about 4 or 5 months since I've seen you.
Yes, since the last gifting suite for the Oscars.
That's right, in celebration of Oscars week. Yeah. So that was your first time doing one of those things, right? Or tell us how you felt about the gifting suite.
It was a lot of fun. It was a very interesting group of people. It was a nice exposure. I think it did Skin View a lot of good. And I'm looking forward to the next time we do it.
I love that. We definitely have to have you back. And I appreciate you guys being open, you know, as a startup, a nonprofit. You know, you have to be very careful about how you spend those dollars and where you go. And so for you and your partner, Randy, who will be joining us soon, you know, thank you for trusting us with it. And we didn't have anything like it in the room, quite frankly. And having a skincare conversation that didn't have to do with me spending $100 on moisturizer was kind of refreshing, you know?
And it was nice to have BU Brands there with their sunscreen, which is an up-and-coming sunscreen. So it was a nice group of people between them and us, all in together in that little area. And we had a lot of fun. It was a fun day, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
I love it. I love to hear that. Yes, and let's just jump right into it. I think that the viewers and listeners need to hear who you are, exactly what the mission is, and let's talk about this app that no one else is doing. I don't see this anywhere in the world, and I've literally been all around the world in the last few months. So tell us about SkinView.
We're developing an application, and SkinView is a nonprofit, and this application has many other things we can do with it. So we're moving the application into a for-profit company with the profits then being channeled over to SkinView. It's the whole idea is to support SkinView with it. But we can, this way we can get outside investors. We can do other things with it that we couldn't do inside the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And so the application at its alpha stage, or the first version of it, will be, it'll be able, you can track your skin, you can learn about it, you can take pictures of things, and it'll be able to, if you're really concerned, you'll be able to do an online consultation with someone right away. And the thing that's nice about that is right now there are lots and lots of areas in the United States where there are no dermatologists. And of the dermatologists in the United States, there are only about 9,600, and there's like 120,000 cardiologists. They're, you know, this is a real small group of people. And of those people, only about 25% are really doing best practices. So our goal here is to help get the public more aware and maybe get the medical community more aware of what skin cancer is. I wear a hat all of the time when I'm outside because guess what? Got it right there. And you get it once, it scares you, and you learn about it real quick. Randy's the real, he knows it better than I will ever know it. He's got a real passion about this. I'm a money guy. I'm a finance guy that's learning how to do the other thing. But the idea is to educate, get to where you can track it yourself, get to where you can take a picture of something, send it to your doc, your dermatologist, or to our dermatologist, for a minor fee, and get a reading of maybe you really need to go see somebody, or that's nothing to be concerned about. At some point, we hope to be able to say grade it, you know, red, yellow, green, A, B, C, D, E, and something like that, to where you know that it's time, we think it's time for you to go see a dermatologist right now.
Yeah. This is really refreshing to hear. Proactive tools to help you streamline your skincare and your healthcare, because gosh, you know, people don't realize this is your largest organ in your body. And it's a reminder that it really does absorb everything. It's the gateway to everything. I mean, from the environment, you know, into like what you actually topically absorb, right? Right.
And that's the thing, is it's not just skin cancer. There's acne, there's all kinds of other things. And this giant organ that covers your entire body, we tend to ignore. And our view and our job at SkinView is to make everybody aware. Because skin cancer caught early, you can survive it. It's not a big deal. You let it get away from you. I've got a friend who's dying from it. And if it gets to stage four, it's a death sentence pretty much. So if you catch it early, a lot of times with the right equipment, they don't even need to cut it out of you. They can freeze it out. They can do a whole bunch of other things that doesn't leave a scar, doesn't leave a mark. A good dermatologist knows how to do all of these things. And we just need to get people to be aware. It's, you know, it's just education's our biggest problem here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm glad you've made me acutely aware. I've got my sunscreen. I'm looking at my skin. I'm overreacting. I've got my list of people to call. That's on my list this week. I've got, you know, I'm 44 and I don't really hang out in the sun too much, but it's when sometimes you don't realize that you're getting exposure, you're really getting exposure. And I'm pretty fair skinned as a Black woman, but I still get exposure. And I believe that Randy, last time he was on with Lainey, he was telling us that like Oregon is one of the top skin cancer states in the US because it's got that marine layer, it's got that gloom. you don't really know what the sun's getting you. Can you speak a little bit about when that happens?
Well, when you, you know, when it's overcast and everything, everybody thinks, oh, there's nothing to worry about. The fact is that's when you tend to burn the most. When I was a kid, we were at the beach all the time. And those overcast days, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be all right, blah, blah, blah. That's when I burnt. I'm about the same color as my shirt all of the time. And I've got two shades. I'm white or red. That's it. Nothing in between. It doesn't go any further. So, and people say, well, it's overcast. I don't need to wear it. It's raining. I don't need to wear it. There is still UV out there even then. And so it's a good idea to have sunscreen on all of the time. It's a good idea. I mean, most of the people that are involved in this now pretty much wear sunscreen every day.
I got to give them that. Yeah.
And especially with like the VU brands and some of the other sunscreens, it's not greasy. It's not chalky. It's not. So better sunscreens are being developed. Better things are coming along. And our hope is that we do a better job of getting us to understand it here as well as they understand it in Australia.
Okay. Australia seems to be leading it, huh?
Well, Australia has hat days. If you go to school without a hat, they send you home. And Australia has a lot of the better treatments that we're bringing to the United States. That's Meta-Optical. I screw this name up all the time. It's
Meta-Optics?
Meta-Optics, yes. They're working with them. They're already in Australia. They're a Canadian company, and they've developed a lot of stuff that we're bringing in. They're who's going to design, we're working with to design our app, and they're the people that are going to power it. So they've got that experience, and to bring it here and get it better, because we don't pay attention to it here.
Yeah. There's so many other things, but this is definitely basic skincare, healthcare. So I feel like when you're taking your multivitamin in the morning, you're fixing your coffee, you're putting on your whatever, that's the first layer that should go on with your moisturizer and, you know, your sunscreen. So just having it in reach, you know. Now let's talk about a little bit about like the basics of business. You and I were speaking offline a little bit before we came on air, and just tips for startups, you know, like they don't have a budget. They've got a great idea. They're buying website, you know, property, if you will, and they've got, you know, ideas, but they don't really have it down as a business. I tell startups to always get your LLC first, always get your trademark and LLC first, then go and buy website names, you know. And what were you saying after that?
Well, buying a website name's not a big deal. Starting your LLC and doing it right is the big deal. And there are services that you can do it yourself online. And I actually prefer, I have an attorney that we were talking about that I work with all of the time, that if you take the full LegalZoom project and you take her, she's going to be cheaper. And then you have somebody who's going to watch what you do. Computers are great, but people are better. And it's just, I spend my other businesses, I'm a fractional CFO. And I run a CFO practice. And I'm surprised how many people start a business and never get that right. And then I have to come back in and fill it out. And the nice thing about choosing an LLC is it gives you lots of different ways to go. You can report as an LLC, you can report as a sub-S, you can report as a C-Corp. But you get to hang on to that LLC name. The protection an LLC gives you is also pretty fantastic. And it's a good place to start.
Great place to start. And, you know, even you guys, it's shout out to LegalZoom and shout out to Bruce's lawyer, either path you choose, you know. But if you've got, you know, $1,000 or $800, you don't really have a lot of money, you can actually do a thing called a name reservation with LegalZoom and hold that name for 30 days here in California. And then get your entity from there. But I always say to go for the trademark, because everybody can get a name. You know, you got to get the trademark.
If you've got something that's trademarkable, absolutely. Most of my businesses don't have a lot of, you know, IP properties like that they can trademark.
That's a good point. So in that case, you would do something else. Excuse me. I gotta get the coffee today, guys. It's Sunday.
Bless you. Bless you.
Yes, thank you. So, Bruce, why don't you give everybody the handles of where they could find SkinView and where they can follow you guys?
SkinView is at SkinView, and it's SKNVUE.org. And it's a great place to follow us. We're also on LinkedIn, and those are our two major places right now to communicate with us. Randy Wyatt is the CEO of SkinView. He's on LinkedIn. He's on the SkinView stuff. And those are the people you want to be talking to. Randy, you know, I wish Randy was here. He knows this stuff, and he's a believer. You know, he's like, he has a passion about what he's doing.
He's definitely a skin messiah. I felt moved.
There's the phrase I was looking for.
He is a epidermis messiah. Okay.
There you go. There, I knew I was looking for a phrase and I couldn't figure it out.
So that's what people come here. Yeah. The epidermis messiah. You got it. I want a percentage of that.
I think we may have found a new handle for him.
I love it. I love it. Yes. And he is passionate. I think I was in Dallas. And I heard him speak about it, you know, even though I knew him through Lainey, who, you know, Lainey and I work really well together. And, you know, it's moving to hear his passion. It really does. It shines through. And he's one of those brands. You guys are one of those brands where I want to bring you guys with everything I'm doing. You know, it's needed and it's different, you know, it's unique. It's needed. So we're in the middle of summer, guys. You got to get your sunscreen. You got to keep that skin covered. I know you don't want to smell like the beach or it messes up your cologne, but there's other ways to do it. And you've got to check out SkinView. Randy and Bruce are putting some amazing things together. We're excited for the for-profit too. Any little things you can share before that launch?
We're still in this early startup stage. I'm still piecing everything together. We made this decision about 30 days ago and corporate and putting everything together to get it moved. Got to move contracts over, the usual stuff, you know, something, nothing's ever that easy.
Well, that's exciting to look forward to. And I hear you. And I know that you're on top of it. And whatever you guys put your hands on, it's going to turn into gold. And we've got some exciting announcements coming up here in the next few weeks that will involve SkinView and Bruce and Randy. Yeah. Bruce, tell people a little bit about you. How did you get into the level, you know, the CFO branch and that arm of business? Like, how did you get into it?
I started out 100 years ago as a equipment finance guy when I was, you know, I started out as an commercial equipment finance guy. I bumped around in that industry for a long time. And doing that, you're in companies, you're looking at their financials, you're learning about it. And I was, you know, I was originating 70 to 150 transactions a year, which I looked at, wow, dug into them. And I make a joke, and it's not really a joke. I've financed everything from a new outhouse to a new 737. So if you can find something in between those two places that I haven't, I'd love to do that.
Wow.
And I was working with a client and told him, excuse me, that he had some financial problems. And I said, you need to do this and this and this and this. And he said, well, who would do that for me? I said, well, your CFO should do it for you. And he goes, the CFO's who got me here. And we started talking and he hired me as a fractional CFO. And that was in 2001, 99, something like that. And I worked as a fractional, and then I went to work, and I've worked in video post-production. I've worked in film restoration. I've worked in manufacturing and restaurants. And my last full-time where I was working for a single person was a small restaurant group out in Riverside. And I recapitalized them and rebuilt it. And I made a comment, because you know me, I'm a little bit of a smart ass. I made a comment in the middle of a meeting that, you know, I really think all CFOs are fractional, because what happens is you get the job done and they don't think they need you anymore and they don't want to pay you. So bang, you're gone. And I am not kidding. 3 weeks later, bang, I'm gone. And it was like, okay, I need to listen to myself talk. Let's set up fractional. And I've set up a fractional CFO service called yourcfo.com.
Wow.
No, it's your
this
CFO.
This is an exclusive. No, it's this is a startup exclusive.
Yeah, it's actually Your CFO LLC, but because that name was taken, our website is MrB-CFO.com. And we are in the middle, if you follow me and watch it, we're in the middle of adding about 3 more services over the next 60 days that will make it very, very profitable and helpful for the startup and the companies that need to be turned around.
I love that. And look at who we've got. Speaking of, there's Randy Wyatt. Randy, how's it going?
I'm sorry. I got caught up with a little family thing, and I'm here.
That's okay. No apologies necessary. Bruce was holding down the fort, giving us his he was giving us his resume, darling, and his new line. But before we get to Randy, Ryan, Bruce, thank you for saying that phrase, fractional CFO. I think that's a new phrase we got to start using around here so people can understand what that means. So you don't have to hire a full-time CFO. You have them seasonally or when you need them, right, to help you in certain seasons of your startup, right?
Right. And I mean, you know, if you hire somebody like me for a startup, I'll help you get it started, lay the groundwork for you. And I go on down the road, you don't have to pay me anymore. But now you know me, we know each other, I've helped you get started. If you have a problem, pick up the phone, call Bruce. And somebody from my group will help you. It's an interesting way to do business. And I'm going to say that's how I met Randy, was volunteering to help him as a fractional CFO. And I like the fractional because I get to see and touch and do a lot of different things. And I don't have to stay anywhere all the time.
You don't have to get married. You're just always on a first date. I love it.
Yes.
I can say about Bruce as a fractional CFO because of the style of his business and what he has created. He is more than responsible and just so valuable in the people that he has brought onto the board. And most of them are people that he either has or is doing business with currently. So, you know, these are very influential people. They're very smart business people. We've got an NFL, former NFL player that is on our board. He's the president of our board. We've got somebody that's a wicked smart in IT. We've got a videographer that I told you about that is amazing at doing interviews. We've got a finance guy that does all kinds of credit lines and financing. We've got a real estate professional that is definitely outside the box of most real estate people. We've got another gal that's involved in financial advising, and she's involved in other nonprofits. Anyway, so I know Bruce is rather shy in talking about, you know, how much value he brings sometimes, but he has been exponentially valuable to SkinView and now leading the way with Skin Tracker and the app. You know, we are off and running. I'm in so far better place than I was 6 months or even a year ago, largely because of Bruce.
I love that, you guys. This is just a quality situation. And then Skin Tracker, you guys, there is the exclusive Skin Tracker for profit. It's going to be helping SkinView and these gentlemen get your skin care needs ASAP. And we will not announce right now, Randy, but we do have something coming up together. We're going to save that for a few weeks. I had to get my announcement together for that. But why don't you tell, we only have about a minute or so left here, but why don't you tell everybody what you're excited about coming up here in the next few months with Skin Tracker?
We have several different events, one of which is coming up. The soonest one that's coming up is in August. We are going to be doing a poker tournament. Bruce is quite experienced at doing these as a fundraiser. So is Lainey. Lainey's going to be involved. We have such a great, but that's on August the 20th. And we are going to be doing it. Bruce, tell her where it's at.
We're going to do it at a speakeasy in the back of a tire store.
Yeah.
And it's serious. Tire stores don't store tires anymore. So this particular tire store, which is the Goodyear on Catella in Anaheim, right by Disneyland, on Chapman, right by Disneyland. Sorry, get that confused.
Yeah, it's right across the street, actually.
Yep. Right.
Yep. And, I know where it is.
And they're giving us use of their space. They're doing all they can to help. And we can handle up to 40 people. This will be the first time we've done it. So watch our skin view site. It'll show up there real quick. Yep. It'll be on my site. It'll be on Randy's and mine, LinkedIn, and everybody involved. And it's a pure fundraiser. We're going to do a good old-fashioned Texas Hold'em, where three rounds until we get down to what it is. And most of the money will go to SkinView. It's not going to – we're not – you know, it's a $100 buy-in. Winner gets $700. Number two gets $200, and number three gets their $100 back. Multiple.
Do you have an Eventbrite? We can post an Eventbrite link for your tickets. Or
awesome.
So we'll post that here on the LA Talk Radio page on Facebook, so you guys can click on there and get tickets.
Very exciting events that we have coming up. But Bruce and I are going back to, it's called the World Amateur Golf Event. It's the largest amateur golf event in the world. There's over 3,500 golfers that show up, and every evening, it's for 3 days. It starts on August the 29th and goes through September 2nd. And every night they have what's called the 19th hole. You know, there's 18 holes on a golf course. Well, the 19th hole is very typically where you go after you play golf. It's called the bar. But this is a venue that they're going to have entertainment and food and vendors. And we are going to be telling the SkinView, SkinTracker story. Jeff Kletter is going to be there telling the BU story, because, you know, we're all about not Jeff does the protection. We do the detection, the education and the detection. And then, so that's going to be exciting. And then really exciting, we're doing our second annual Skin in the Game golf tournament at the very famous Dallas Cowboy Golf Club in Grapevine, just outside of Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've got some, I don't have the entire list of celebrities yet, but there's going to be former NFL players. There's going to be some PGA players there, some LPGA players there. It's going to be very exciting. And that is on September the 21st. If you go to our website, it's advertised there. You can find out about it. We're looking for sponsors. You can sponsor holes for as little as $500, or you can be one of the main sponsors for $20,000, and every price level in between, depending on what you want your participation and influence to be.
I love it. You guys, thank you for joining me. I have to get to the next guest. We will see you soon. You guys, check out skinview.org and check out SkinView on LinkedIn. See you soon, Bruce and Randy.
Thank you much. Thank you for allowing us to be here. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Right. All right, you guys. So check SkinView out. I think it's a really good cause. We've got some stuff we're going to do with them here coming up in the next few weeks. I need to write a note. You know how, like, you get an idea in the middle of your podcast and you got to write it down? I am the queen of notes. I got notes all over the place. Do you guys do that? Do you text yourself or email yourself notes? What do you do? All right. I just want to put two things down. And while I'm writing that, you guys, are you following me yet on Instagram? If not, you should. And we're going to do, okay. So yeah, so my Instagram is at the startup with Monique LeRae, like kind of my sign back here, or at the startup with Monique LeRae, if I go like that. and then you can also follow me on my personal page, at Monique LeRae. And then Stinson is the government name on the end of that. So, you'll find me there, STINSON, Monique LeRae Stinson, on all the platforms. I think I'm on the top four or five horsemen, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of them. So I might be, and YouTube. So, all right. Well, we're going to switch gears now. We have a pretty interesting guest here today, and we're going to speak about startups in a different realm. John, how's it going, John?
Monique, Mo.
What's up? How's it going, Johnny?
you know, it's going. It's man, life is an adventure, you know. The last time I saw you, it was like, whew. That's all I got to say. That was, you know, really one of the best times I've had in years, seeing your premiere. And just want to thank you for including me and having me. Good, you know. I mean, my family's all here. All the kids are in the back room. I made them turn their Wi-Fi off so we get a nice feed going. And, you know, things are good. How about
that's
you?
That's torture. You can't take the Wi-Fi off from the kids now.
Listen, I told them I'd pay for the data. I'd pay for the data.
Okay, dad pays for the dad. Okay,
good. So, like, during this session.
Well, it's really great to see your face smiling, and you look amazing. And yes, last time we saw each other, you and a few other of my close friends were in attendance of a private screening for the Pandemic Project documentary. And it felt great to have you there, and just all the support in the room. The right people were there. I didn't want too many people to see it. You guys got a little bite of the apple. I didn't, you know, there wasn't so much to show, but we gave you a little. And why don't you introduce yourself? Tell people who you are and what you're into these days.
Man, that's complicated. You know, like who am I? You know what I'm into these days? But it's a paradox. I mean, I'm complicated. It's complicated, but at the same time, I'm the same same person I was when I was born on April 9th, 1974, in Hammond, Indiana.
Well, why don't we start off with your name and the name of your project?
Sure. Right. So my name is John Corris, and I'm the founder of Saturday Sun Productions, which is our startup, which is a company that was formed in order to tell the story of my captain and my mentor, Demetrius Dubose. So, like, no matter what, John Corris, Saturday Sun Productions, the name that I want people to understand and recognize out of this is Demetrius Dubose. The reason you and I know each other is because of Demetrius Dubose. The reason I've had my whole last 7 years of life experiences is because of Demetrius Dubose. Mm. You know, heartbreak and all of it is because of this one man. So yeah, Saturday Sun Productions is our startup, which we formed to honor our fallen captain, Demetrius Dubose, who was murdered in 1 week. It'll be 23 years. Wow. And somehow this mountain of a man, this man who was an All-American football player at the University of Notre Dame, which, you know, I think you've heard of Notre Dame. I think everyone has. They have their own television contract with NBC, a huge network, right? Mm-hmm. And he played in the NFL for 4 years. And he wasn't a nobody. He played for 4 years. And he could have kept playing. But, you know, he's been forgotten and overlooked. And I've been yelling about this for quite some time now. And, you know.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and thank you for, you know, kind of bringing it back to today. Like, you're giving us the overview here, and we are going on 23 years. I can't believe how long it's been. And friends like you and associates like you who keep it at the forefront is why it's going to happen, John. I mean, we've spoken offline about this project, but I want people to really understand what it's like to have a startup production company based on a passion project and, like, just starting this from, you know what I mean? Like, this is not, I mean, you make it look easy, right? I mean, it doesn't have to always be hard, but there are challenges. I mean, why don't you talk us through a little bit about how you got and why you call it Saturday? Why do you call it Saturday? Yeah.
Right, so, like, first of all, let me tell you this. I mean, for those who know me, I don't make anything look easy. It's a struggle, you know. It's challenging, you know. I am who I am with all my flaws, and that goes along with the startup. So, I mean, I look at where it really started. Okay, really was the day I was born, which was a long time ago. But it was the same day that Henry Aaron, he broke Babe Ruth's home run record.
Yeah.
You know, but he's a black man doing this and having people write him letters saying we will be in the stands with a rifle on the day that it comes down to breaking that record.
Wow.
But he still did it.
Something's happened changed. You know? Unfortunately.
No, they have. No, not. I mean, in some ways they have, but the bottom line is they haven't. Right? I mean, a dude was shot 60 times the last week by the Akron police.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like that needs to stop completely. And but here we are and we're talking about it and we're trying to affect change, but you know, I just what I'm trying to say is this. I was born into it. And I had in my scrapbook that first picture of this man, Henry Aaron, and I wanted to know who this man was. And my parents were beautiful white people who allowed me to explore this other side of life and allowed mm-hmm. me to be me. Even though I might not have been exactly like them or yeah. like anyone in our family, they allowed me to do that. So when I met, and my dad grew up, and again, I'm trying to explain the genesis of the production company with this story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like my dad grew up dying to play for Notre Dame. And when he didn't play for Notre Dame, he played for Western Michigan, and he was a much better football player than me. But I always just wanted to make my daddy happy. So I said, I'm going to play for Notre Dame no matter what, you know? And when I finally did, you know, I wasn't like Demetrius, an All-American. I was like the opposite of whatever that is. But when I met
Demetrius, be nice to yourself, John. I mean, I'm sure you did pretty good, darling, if you made the team. Come on.
I mean, I wasn't like making the team. I was on the team, but I didn't have a full scholarship.
Okay.
You know, I was smart, so I had tuition covered. And also thanks to my dad and his association with Notre Dame Law School. But they recruited me, and I was able to be on the team. And Demetrius, I met him, and we every day in 1992, it was like Devon McDonald, Carmelia McGill, these guys, Nick Smith, Demetrius Dubose, Brian Young, we would just go at each other. Anthony Peterson, I'm sorry. CTE, you know, it's yeah. real. Demo and I would butt heads, and it was really intense. And we connected off the field, and he became like a mentor to me. We weren't mm-hmm. best friends, but we hung out and talked. And he definitely helped me get through my freshman year. And I'll never forget that. And fast forward to post playing for both of us, and it's July 24th, 1999. And I'm working at the Sears Tower in Chicago on the 98th floor. I'm in recruiting. And me and one of my other former teammates, Randy Kinder, are outside across the street at this place we'd go after work. And another one of our teammates, Brian McGee, called me. He's like, hey, man, I don't know if you heard, but Demo's dead. And I just lost it. I just broke down. I couldn't believe what he told me, that he had an encounter with the police. There was a misunderstanding and they shot him. They shot him in the back and he was gone. And I was so broke at the time. I couldn't afford to get a flight to Seattle for his funeral. It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But it never left me. And then life goes on, right? We get caught up in what happens with, like, you know, I got married, I had kids, and then, you know, but what really happened, which was cataclysmic, was my best friend died. He had brain cancer and he was the best man at my wedding. And it just, it tore me apart. I mean, I was probably already a shitty husband, to be honest, like maybe not the best, but that like did it. It did something to me. And I would go down into my basement every night and I would go through these articles and I'd go through like trying to figure out just kind of where life took a detour and how like I ended up in this place where I felt alone. But I kept thinking about Demetrius Dubose. Mm-hmm. And I kept looking back at that and it really affected me. And I started writing about it. I started questioning things. And this is I want to give people like context, 2011, right? So this is
when he got shot. So 11, well, it's 20, been 23 years. But in 2011, you started having this.
Well, right away, it was cataclysmic and awful. But I never thought I was going to be able to do any, like live my life for this, right?
Got it.
2011, yeah. When my own personal life started to go to hell. Maybe it was already going to hell. Maybe it's already always been like that. But
give yourself a break, John.
Yeah, man, nice, you know what? Maybe I don't deserve one. It's okay. Like, well, look,
let me just interject before you go any further that sometimes when you're an entrepreneur and you're a creative and you're a hustler and you're a brand builder and you're visionary, you're not going to be good at everything. We got to give ourselves a break here, people.
Well, I mean, right away when I met you, you know, I thought you were amazing and I still do. So thanks for saying that.
Let's give ourselves a break a little here, but okay. Go ahead.
All right, continue. I'm going to give myself a break, all right?
Okay.
And so I started thinking about how to do something about this, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just this immense pain of what's going on outside these doors, you know, every day. Just, you know, I coached football in Inglewood in Chicago, which is I saw a 7-year-old kid begging for his life, basically. It looked like he hadn't eaten in weeks, mm-hmm. you know, and the guys that I coached, I mean, most of the team was lucky if they had one meal before we practiced, right? So, like, you know, you immerse yourself in that sort of situation and it changes everything. It changes how you see the world. And then
you can't unsee.
Exactly. And then you factor in somebody that had a huge influence on you, who helped you when you were, you know, struggling, 18, confused, overwhelmed, and showed you just a way to get through, just to survive each day. And that man was snuffed out, you know? So, like, fast forward to 2014. I'm in basically a second marriage at that point. I mean, we weren't married because I was still getting divorced. But we had a child together, and she was down with the cause. You know, like, she taught me about the Black Panthers. She taught me about everything as far as race goes. And this is some white woman who identifies as a lesbian. She doesn't identify as like some straight-laced white woman trying to hang out. She is like teaching me about the real shit. And I said, what are you gonna do about it? And I'm teaching her about Demetrius and about football and what it does and like how it's the most invigorating and like life-affirming game ever. But just like life, the paradox with that is it's dangerous as fuck.
It really is dangerous. How did you apply that to today? Fast forward us, because we do have just a few minutes left and we'll have to have you back on when we give you the whole show. But give me the update. Well, I want you to have the whole show because it's worth it. And there's a lot of layers to this. But now this is your main mission besides being a good father. This is your main mission in life, is to get this film done and out to the masses and to tell this story. Where are you right now? What does the film need? And where can people see the trailer?
So here's where we are right now. So John Quinn is our brilliant, precocious editor and cinematographer who's done so much. I mean, he deserves all of the credit, really, because he's done the grunt work. And there are other people, too. And I want to mention them right now really quick. Sanaya Benson, Claudia Kennedy, Catherine Kennedy, Stephen Favaza, who's doing our music. These people are beyond belief, and I love all of them individually and unique in different ways, and we'll dedicate this to them, right?
Nice.
Okay. Nice. So where we are, though, we have about 30 minutes edited into a film. Okay. We've raised $65,000. Our budget's $500,000. All right. And I want to mention this.
Congratulations. That's not easy to do.
It's not. So what we need to do is be able to pay these beautiful, talented people that have other responsibilities. So before anything right now, it's a fundraising matter. We need to raise the additional money to pay our beautiful, talented team and then finish it. You know, we have archival footage that we need to pay for. Right now, it's $350 a second from our University of Notre Dame. And we are talking
to them. What's the total? Because it's a 90-minute film, not to cut you off. It's a 90-minute film, right?
Yeah.
So how much total for the archival? What's the dollar amount?
I'm setting aside over $100,000 for that, because we're talking about NFL footage and Notre Dame footage, and the rights are owned by NBC and other networks as well. It's complicated. Okay. We're still talking about trying to get it waived, but as of right now, and I want to have, like, Demetrius was an epic character, so he deserves an epic soundtrack, and we have a brilliant dude who is making the soundtrack. We have other people who have won Grammys who are willing to come in and help with it however we need. But, you know, again, we need to pay for the rights to a Nirvana song, because this also is about the 90s. It's also about growing older, Mo, you know, like a lost time and place and how fast life goes. It's going.
I can't even believe I'm 44. What the hell?
No, I
must be an accounting error somewhere, Lord.
you're beautiful. I didn't. And time. So we did the fundraising thing right now. You know, John Quinn and I work on this in the editing area.
Okay.
As much as we can every week, but we both have real jobs. You know.
Yeah.
That we tend to. So this is a matter of like raising the rest of the money. Demetrius's mom, also Jackie, is in the hospital and she's not doing great. You know, so I feel even more incentive to get this done and to like go at it every morning and every night.
Mm. So, I'm sending love to her and we hear you loud and clear. Let's get back together online and let's give you the show. Maybe you can bring on some people that are part of your team and let's delve deeper. But I'm going to connect you guys to the link. You're going to give me the link that you showed me before so I could give it to the viewers and listeners. Right, John? I want you guys to see the link that he's got to the sizzle. How can people support? What's your fundraising?
Here's what I'd love for people to do. To go to our website, www.SaturdaySunProductions.com. You can see the sizzle on there. You can learn more about the project. You can donate to the project. I mean, you're going to find everything you need on there. Facebook, if you go to Saturday Sun Productions, that's S-U-N. And I know you asked about that. And real quick, Mo. So Saturday Sun is a Nick Drake song. Nick Drake was a musician from the early 70s from England. He died early, like Demo did. But he wrote a song about called Saturday Sun. And it embodies like what it was like. It just is weird, this timeless song. And it embodies what it's like to be young and have everything in front of you. And we played on Saturdays at Notre Dame in like the golden era of Notre Dame football. And it just, the song and the lyrics bring you back to that time and place. So, I mean, as much as this is a Black Lives Matter story, for sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean, Demetrius is in the Say Their Name gallery. He's officially recognized, but the NFL has never said anything. Notre Dame did put an article out and the money I've gotten, with the exception of my best friend's widow, who gave me $5,000, everything else has come from people from Notre Dame. So I want to make sure I recognize that. At the same time, I do expect our university to acknowledge what happened, or at least sit down with me and have a talk about it so they can see what is real with this. And the NFL to do the same thing.
I can't expect anything less than that from you and from them. And I'm sure as we shine more light in dark places and shine the light more on these stories, you will get more traction. And I can't see how you wouldn't have a sit down in the film that you're doing and your new sizzle that you're going to cut or whatever you're doing. I know the updated stuff you're going to get from this, you're going to add that. And congratulations on getting in the Hall of Fame there. And I can't wait to have you back on. I feel like this was too quick. Yeah. Checking in with you. We're so glad you're still fighting the good fight. Thank you for doing this. You guys, if you have a passion project, take after John here. I mean, it took him a while, but anything can happen. You just find your tribe. It looks like he did. And you have a passion project. And I know we're going to see it on the screen real soon.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix, Amazon, yeah. Hulu, somebody.
Yes.
Check them out.
Yes. I mean, I have a really good friend at Netflix. She's been incredibly supportive of the project. I'm a loyal person, but also HBO has done, they did the 5-minute piece on this 23 years ago. There are people connected, obviously Hulu, NBC. I mean, there are many avenues, you know, and the main thing is like to get Demetrius Dubose, that name, into the collective consciousness of our country, at least.
Understand. We're going to see his name today. Demetrius Dubose, Saturday Sun Productions. John, thank you for being here. I will see you really soon.
I hope so. I think so.
Okay. All right. All right. Good. We're going to check in with you soon. All right, guys. That was John and Saturday Sun. Remember that name, Demetrius Dubose. A great project that is very timely, still very important. So I'll see you guys in about 7 weeks, okay? I'm out of here. It is reruns for the summer. I'm finally taking a proper summer vacation at 44 years old. I've never had 8 weeks off. So, well, 7 in this case. But I'll see you September 11th, okay, guys, with brand new fall shows and new people. And I'm excited to do this and have a good summer. Be safe. What we start up today, see you soon.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.